Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And let's check in with Daryl Carpenter, get a report on the Grand Isle area. Daryl, looks like down there they were spared from most of the rain so far, but I believe some is coming. And, of course, the old wind, the wicked wind of the west is going to be there soon, probably blowing out the west by tomorrow.
Yeah, Don, you can see on the radar there's a line trying to form just north of us. I mean, at some point today you're going to get some rain. The wind doesn't look like it's all that bad. East, southeast, and looks like it's blowing a steady 11 to 12 with some pretty high gusts. But it's come way down from where it was earlier tonight. Fishing's been kind of up and down. I mean, I guess at this time of the year, you got to pick your days. And some days you're going to have really good days, and other days you're gonna spend a lot of time self-meditating on the water. But, I mean, on the good days, the trout have been doing really well. They've been doing both trout and redfish on the side of the road. But the word's kind of gotten out. So, especially on the weekends, you need to go with your patience because it's going to be a little bit crowded. Whenever the trout or the sheephead, the trout or the redfish are not cooperating on the inside, the sheephead have shown up in good numbers. So it's always good to make sure you've got some dead shrimp with you just in case you've got to go on that fallback. I know that this time of the year, a lot of the anglers that do fish regularly this time of the year, they're some of the anti-live bait crowd. They really like to go out and, prove that they can find them and catch them on plastic. But if you want to bring meat home, if the fish just aren't cooperating that day, make sure you have some dead shrimp with you, and those sheephead will definitely fill a box. Something we just came off a good moon cycle, too, and something you and I hadn't talked about in a while is the participation seems to be down. There hadn't been a whole lot of people going. Maybe it's today's economy. But, man, the Wahoo have just been spanking it offshore on that moon. They've done some really good catches of Wahoo. On the platforms right around the shelf, right around the edge of the canyon. And got an offshore boat. You've got, the baits to do it. Then get out there and pull you some baits, and those Wahoo, you can't beat them, man. That's a good break from a speckled trout.
That is one heck of a fighting fish. Make those long runs, and, you do have some great eating. And this is the time. This is when you're going to probably catch the biggest Wahoo of the season. Daryl, something you talked about fishing with live bait. When will the pogies be available, when we can go out there and throw a cast net and catch pogies? I guess we're still 60 days or more away from that time, huh?
Yeah, well, a lot of this depends on, I think it was me and Mike Gallo got in this conversation a while back. I believe it's more on the photo period. It's as the days get longer. However, water temperature does have something to do with it. We've been fortunate that we've had a couple of good cold fronts. We had one hard freeze, but they didn't last long. So the water temperature has been slowly creeping up into the 60s. Well, now we've got a whole week of cold weather that's coming, what we call normal. So the water temperature is going to slow down a little bit on its rise, or maybe even regress back to the upper 50s. So the water temperature's got something to do with it. But, I mean, you're just not going to beat Mother Nature. The days are getting longer, and that's telling those fish it's time to spawn. So, they're going to grow faster and feed better if the water's warm, because then they're more active. But I would suspect you're going to have the really, really small pogies probably by mid-March. But especially by mid-April, you ought to have those good inch-and-a-half, two-inch long ones where you can really start, putting them on a hook and getting a little bit of life out of them. Because the smaller ones just die so much easier.
Got it. Daryl, I had someone asking, Grand Isle has really gotten a reputation for producing bull reds. They've got the big tournament, where people brag about getting out there in a kayak and getting pulled around and, caminatas loaded with. How long does those redfish hang around? Can you catch them this time of the year, or have they all moved out?
Yeah, and, this time of the year you add a lot of black drum to them, and it's not necessarily – you can hit them in the past if you want to, but this is the time of the year that a lot of people – the big bull black drum, the bull redfish, and a bunch of smaller sharks mixed in by simply fishing them off the beach. If you're set up with a beach fishing rod, and it's usually a much longer rod, so you can get a lot farther cast on it. But fishing the beach this time of the year produces a lot of black drum. a lot of bull reds. And like I said, there'll be some sharks mixed in. So, you know, I mean, they're available year round. Their tactics just change a little bit. If you're in a boat, you catch one of those good days, some of those close in rigs right now are going to have monster white trout along with bull reds mixed in. You just got to get past the ever pesky shark.
Darrell's talking about beach fishing. Aside from Elmer's Island, down on that eastern end, down by the state park, where are some good places for people to do some beach fishing on that side of the island?
Well, you know, after Zeta, they put a few rock jetties in behind the bridgeside end of the island. Those have been really well. And I guess what's really good about that set of rock jetties, the Corps, in their infinite wisdom, built a first set of rock jetties, and they built it out of rocks that were too small. So the next big storm blew those up, literally. So there's submerged rocks all around there. So that set of rock jetties right there is good. Up and down the beach of Grand Isle, this time of the year is good. You get in the summertime, and it's so full of crab traps, you can't walk without scratching your legs up. But this time of the year, anywhere up and down the beach, but because the weather's so unpredictable, when they hit Grand Isle, a lot of times they try to stay around the points of those rock jetties. That way, the rock jetties break the waves coming into the beach.
Got it. Darrell, somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can find you on my website, reelscreamers.com. That's R-E-E-L.com with the screamers in the middle. And give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, they can pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, have a happy Grand Isle weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
The bacon's cooked. We're fixing to put the eggs in the skillet.
Ooh, sounding good. All right, Darrell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.